It's 3 a.m. It's Tuesday. It's time for Stark Naked. Turns out to be 22 cents for three white castles and a pap. Are you kidding me? 6 weeks later, I'm CFO at a friggin' company.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Long story short, I turn out to be the kid's friggin' dad fam.
No ranch. It's enough for the ranch. Enough with the ranch already. No ranch.
I tell you, I wouldn't mind living on a ranch.
He's got longer legs, but he's got a shorter torso.
Simple as a dimple. Like the one on my chin.
Here. Hey, put your hand up on my hip. When I dip, you dip. We eat dip. We eat, you know, like cottage cheese dip.
Dunkirk, China.
Recyclable.
And refundable.
Inflatable.
China.
Got these big, long fangs. He's a giant dog. He's huge. The thing must have weighed 255 friggin' pounds. And all I got is my left shoe and a little bit of dental floss that I had from going to the checkup earlier that day. So I think to myself, how am I gonna defeat this massive beast? You know, it was man versus beast.
Uh-huh.
Are you getting this down, Mike? Are you writing it?
Yeah, I got most of it down, yeah.
Well, no, I need you to all the details.
Well, I understand. You know what, Bill? Don't get me wrong. I love this. This is great. But I'm just trying. I'm finding hard to, you know, find a correlation between this and, you know, you meeting your wife. All right.
That's 14 years down the road.
Okay. Well, we're on the chapter of You know, the chapter where you met your wife.
Yes, that's this chapter now.
Yeah.
Okay?
So let's stick to that then.
Okay. So there I am with this big friggin' dog. Okay?
All right, you're not.
What's
I love problem? No, this is great. This is great stuff, Bill. This is good stuff. But let's just get back to the part about, you know, you meet this beautiful blonde and, you know, you ask her to dance and, you know, now you're ballroom dancing and you say, "Hey, honey, I'm going to marry you." Right?
Well, now you're into chapter 9. You got a problem? Not to mention the fact that I had a size 10 sock with a size 11 boot. So you do the math, okay? Clearly there was a problem there.
Another great anecdote.
Yeah, are you writing it down, Mikey?
I am. I really am.
This stuff is friggin' gold.
It is, but you know, we are on a time crunch. We really are.
Yeah.
You know, the publisher's paid me, you know, it's a day rate.
Listen,
day rate. And I'm just trying to keep the structure there. You know, chronological, I think, is best for you. And, you know, we can get to all this stuff. And this is good
Grand
stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Grand Lansko, what are you talking about, Snoop Doggy Dag? Because you know he does.
I was
all
talking
that.
About just going from beginning to end in a coherent order.
Fair enough. Let's start at
coherent
the beginning.
Coherent order, okay.
There I was. I was 1 year old, okay, and I first realized I wanted to drink a pap.
At one?
At 1 year of age.
Okay. Hey, whatever. I can put that in there. At one, I wanted to drink a soda.
Huh?
At one, I wanted to drink a soda.
What's that?
I wanted to drink a cola. I'm sorry.
A pap.
A pop. I'm sorry, pop.
What's a soda? That's like a... Is that the monster that comes underneath your bed if you don't clip your nails every night? Because I remember the soda monster used
My
to
apologies.
Come...
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm sorry. I'm just worried that we're not going to get all the work done that the publisher has slated us to get done. I mean, we're on a deadline. They want pages. I'm getting emails from them, and they're saying that, you know, it's been 2 weeks, and they haven't even gotten a
You're right.
Chapter,
you know what?
Not even
we
a first
should,
draft.
We should do a friggin' crunch. Let's go ahead and call, let's do an all-nighter. We'll get some Chinese food. I know a great place. King
sure.
Wah! Don't touch the tiger's tail. Unless you want to go to jail. I always remember that. I always did. I'd never been to the dentist in my entire life.
Who is Richard Dreyfuss anyways?
Litmus cloud. It's a litmus cloud. I knew it was a
litmus
test. I'll take actors from the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind for 800, Alex.
China.
Hey guys, what's going on? How's everybody doing today? So I'm writing this friggin' book anyway today. Anybody ever written a book before? Huh? You? You, where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from actually Mississippi.
Minnesota?
No, I'm from Mississippi.
I was just in Minnesota. You ever written a book before? What's your name?
Dave.
Yeah, Dave? You ever read a book before?
No, huh? No, I haven't. I have not.
Yeah? Why you give me a hard time on a friggin' stage? You know how brave I gotta be to do this? Chapter 62.
Wait, I thought we were at chapter 3.
Oh, excuse me. 1962. Chapter 3. Chapter 88.
Wait, chapter 88?
This is about the crazy 88.
Oh, Jesus.
Chapter 0.
Wait.
Write it down.
What? Chapter
okay. Chapter 0, Mike, you fat fuck.
Okay, chapter 0.
It's the one right before 1.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
It's not traditional, but...
This is where I find my mystical powers.
Okay. I'm going to use an invisible pen for this portion.
Chapter 258. Are you awake over there? And at the end of it, it turns out that the laundry had been done the whole time. It's a true friggin' story. Hey, good. You guys are a fun crowd. I'm having a good time. Hey, sweetheart, can you go ahead and give me a cocktail up here? Thank you. Hun? You.
Yes?
The brunette with a ribbon for a friggin' headband.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just here to watch the show.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to go ahead and make yourself useful and grab me a friggin' drink? Thanks, babe.
I'm sorry.
So, guys, anyway, like I was saying, I'm over there, I'm at the airport, and I got... Huh? I'm sorry, sweetheart, Hun, I can hear you on stage.
Well, fuck off.
You got a problem?
Well, fuck, you're not funny, asshole.
What's your friggin' problem?
I'm saying you're not funny.
You got a problem?
You're not making me laugh. That's my problem.
You know how brave I gotta be to be up here on friggin' stage? Doing what I'm doing? Okay?
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah, boo-hoo is right.
Well, we paid good money to see this show.
Well, I'm sure your husband paid good money for them tits, but look a lot of good it did him. You fat fucking bitch. I'm up here doing what I gotta do. Trying to make ends meet, okay? I'm trying to write a
book.
You're
a big ass. You're just nothing but a big fucking asshole.
That's it.
You're just a big asshole up here, alright?
That's it, Aaron.
Why don't you go back to clown school and learn how to do some comedy, for Christ's sake?
Pull her, Aaron. Pull her. You're out of here.
Don't you put your hands on me.
Thanks, boys.
Don't you put your hands on me.
See you later.
I'm not.
See
I will
later,
not
toots.
Leave. I'm not leaving.
Adios.
I'm not leaving.
Adios.
I'm staying. No, I don't care. I'm staying here.
She's out of
I'm
here,
I'm staying
folks.
Here.
Nope. Anyways.
I'm staying here. I'm staying.
What else is going on with you guys? Here. Anybody ever had any good sales? Something knocked me loose or something, but it kind of set me straight. Because ever since then, I kind of been on the straight and narrow. And I tell you, she and I, we still talk, you know? After the show, I went over there and we had her a piece of mind and a piece of pie. Piece of mind and a piece of pie. Mm. And she's my dental hygienist now. She cleans my teeth every 6 months, Mike. She's cleaning my teeth. So, you know, I kind of woke up after that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But where does it fit in the story?
That's my stand-up career. Okay? That goes in. That's chapter 9.
Chapter 9. Okay.
chapter.
It should go in. Put that in right before you do the whole thing about me when I got into magic.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. Hey, what's that delicious smell permeating from your kitchen?
That is grilled onions, Vienna beef, sport pepper, neon relish.
Get out of here.
Celery salad.
Get out of town.
Dill pickle.
Come on.
Diced onion.
Come on now.
And a friggin' jacked tomato. Guess what it is?
I don't know.
I can't tell you.
It's
a family secret recipe.
Well, it sounds like a basic hot dog dragged to the garden, I think they call it. I love those.
You know what? Go ahead, put that in the book, too. Put that recipe in. The favorite, it's an old family recipe for a hot dog. Put it in there.
No. All right, we're going to put recipes in the book now?
This one's important.
Sure.
How come you're using your invisible pen again? He looks back at me, and I say, don't look back at me, it's your friggin' skillet. And I tell you what, I haven't paid taxes since. China. I love this friggin' town. This is my city. It's a big city.